The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Praise the living Jesus. Something drastic is going to happen to you this morning. If you believe that, let me hear your loudest amen. Something you will never forget positively will happen to you this morning. In the name of Jesus. Total victory via divine collision. Total victory via divine collision. What is total victory? Total victory means winning in battles of life. Coming out, imagine as a winner in the battles of life. Total victory means coming out of challenges of life as a victor and not as a victim. God will give you victory today. I said, God will give you victory today. God will give you victory today. I said, God will give you victory today. Important facts, or before I go into that, let me move on very quickly. How to secure total victory? How do you secure total victory? How do you secure total victory? Number one is recognize that there is a battle to fight. John 8:32. For ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. You must recognize that there is a battle over your life. Your inability to recognize this has made you an automatic victim. There is a battle to fight. That's why casual Christians end up as casual in life. Christians that don't care. Say, I don't care. I don't really care. Devil cares. I'm not pursuing anything. Devil is pursuing you. There's nothing worrying me. You are worrying the devil, so he's pursuing you. You must know that there is a battle. You want to emerge as a victor? You want to win in the battle of life? Get set. There must be battles. There must be battles. I mean, name them. Who is a great person you can mention in scripture that never faced one battle or another? Just tell me, who is the person? Is it Abraham? Is it Isaac? Is it Joseph? Is it Esther? Is it Ruth? Mention somebody in the scripture who did well in life and never faced a battle. None. Recognize that this thing you are pursuing, this thing you are believing God for, there must be a battle. Because devil will not leave you to just take it like that. Devil is not a gentleman. Devil is not a gentleman. Number two, how do you secure total victory in battle? Approach God with faith and not fear. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. God must be approached in faith. If you are ever going to get to where God wants for you, you must approach God in faith. Disallow fear. Fear is the devil's first weapon to disarm a Christian. It makes you very fearful. It has been said that most people that die in accidents die not as a result of the accident, but as a result of the fear that gripped them just before the accident. They had even died before the accident. Before the actual thing that killed them, they had died. Many die even before their battle starts. The fear of the battle in 1 John 5 verse 4, the Bible says, for whosoever, 1 John 5 verse 4, the Bible says, for whosoever is born of God overcometh the world, for this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. So if it is not faith, it is fake. If you are ready to win in this battle of life, then be ready to operate with God in faith. If you read the book of Hebrews chapter 13, you will see how men of faith, the Bible says they busted into lions' den, they came out. They entered into fire, they came out. They went to war and they came back victorious. Why? They were men of faith. Bible speaking, Hebrews chapter 11, I think verse 6 or so, that if you are not ready to have faith, you can't please God. You can't please God. You can't get anything from God. You can't get anything done. Except it is in faith. I cannot lose this battle. I cannot be wasted in this battle. I cannot be the one that will withdraw. The devil is the one that will withdraw. And for this to happen, you must do it in faith. Number three, how to secure total victory in battle. Search the scripture for necessary word that will bring about victory. Search the scripture. In Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12. Hebrews. Thank you, Jesus. Can we take care of that, please? Thank you, Jesus. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12. The Bible says, for the word of God is quick and powerful. Someone say quick and powerful. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper. Just concentrate on me, please. Don't allow, God will forgive that person. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit and of the joints and the marrow, and is the discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. The word of God is a weapon of fire. The word of God is a sword for battle. When you are faced with a battle, locate the right scripture that will guarantee you a future. Look for the right scripture. Settle down with the Bible on this matter of conception. There must be a word in this Bible. That's your weapon. On this matter of my change of grade in school, there must be a word in this scripture. Because I'm meant to be the tail, but the head. On this matter of my prayerlessness, there must be a word in this scripture. On this matter of reward, I have been serving God. Where is the reward? There must be a word in this scripture. On this matter of my safe delivery, I have packaged this pregnancy for 9 months. I must deliver it. There must be a word in the scripture. Then you are chewing that scripture. You take it in. You swallow it. You wake up with it. You know, when a word enters into your system, you yourself, you will know that something has entered you. Get the right word in. That's why you must not be a lazy Christian in the place of Bible study. Personal searchings. When you search and you can't find, you go back to research. On your systems, you have Bibles. On your phone, you have Bible. Everywhere, you have access to scripture that you can pinpoint, that can change your story. Until you are ready to search, things can change. Get set to search. Settle down to search. Settle down to search. This matter, there is an issue concerning this matter in the Bible. And when you locate it, your victory will locate you. And number four, where we spend quite some time, how to secure victory, is let God collide with your problem. That's why I call the message Total Victory Via Divine Collision. To collide with something means to confront something. When you say something collide, to collide with your battle or your problem means that God faced the problem. That is, bring God face to face with your battle. Let God confront it eyeball to eyeball. If he can look at God, let us wait and see. Let that sickness collide with God. Let us see it today. Let that challenge over your destiny collide with God and let us see if it is possible for it to stay. It cannot stand. Turn to your neighbor and say, it cannot stand. And I can prove it to you. Because God is like a rock. In Luke 20 verse 18. Luke 20 verse 18. The Bible says, Whosoever shall fall upon this rock, upon this stone, that stone shall be broken. If somebody collide with God, who is a stone, he said the person will be broken. But on whomsoever the problem will also collide, he will grind him to powder. If you are the one that collide with him, you will be broken. If he's the one that decides that to move towards you, to collide with, that's why you must be very careful who you are fighting. There are some people, if you fight them, your destiny can never get balanced forever. Because fighting them is directly fighting God. It's like you have decided that God, me and you, we have permanent grief, permanent fight. Collision is greater than encounter. Encounter means you just encounter somebody. Collision means the person, you and that person, there's a call. There's a heat between the two of you. And God is a stone, he's a rock. Whoever collides with him will never live to tell the story. Somebody is here this morning. God will collide with your problem and it will ground to powder. God will collide with your problem and that problem will grind to powder. God will collide with your challenges and it will grind to powder. I can't hear your loudest amen. Let me show you something. Abraham had problem. This problem was very pathetic, which lasted many years, called the problem of barrenness with his wife Sarah. But suddenly, in Genesis 18, verse 10 to 15, this problem collided with God. This problem, and he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah hid it in the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and were stricken in age. And it ceased to be with Sarah according to the manner of women. She was no more menstruating. She has entered menopause. And not only menopause, she has entered menostop. She has stopped everything that she can. She's an old woman now. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure? My Lord being old. And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of a surety bear a child which am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord to do? I mean, let's just leave that story. You know the story very well, how eventually Isaac came out of that short story. The problem of Sarah and Abraham collided with Jehovah. The problem of Abraham and Sarah, the problem tried to collide with God, either with head or with leg, and the problem grind to powder. Today, God will grind your challenges to powder. I say, God will grind your challenges to powder. Another issue which resulted in victory through divine collision is a conspiracy of three people against a servant of God called Moses. The name of the three of them is called Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. You know the story very well. I know you are Bible scholars. In Numbers 16, from verse 1, all through to 33. But I want us to move from verse 20 to paraphrase the story. These three guys spoke to Moses and said, Moses, what do you mean? Are you the only one here? Are you the only person that God is speaking to? Are you the only? You just be doing braggado. You even married an Ethiopian woman. You are talking nonsense here. What do you mean? Are you the only person that God can speak to? Even we self, we are more holy than you. And the Bible says that the servant of God was angry in his spirit